I do a little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing.
I'm a patriot. I love this country.
Oh, no!
We're talking about the fun he's having on his show.
You enjoy it. You get a kick out of it.
What's the secret? How does he do it?
Helen, are you ready?
Thank you. Go Dodgers. Go Ducks.
Hey.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
Every day, Coach Ron Tunick talks about the internet, careers, wine, food, and style, real estate, construction, and financial stuff. It's time for Driving Home with a Coach in the Business of Life on AM 1400 KKZZ. Now, here's the coach, Ron Tunick.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Let me just say thank you for tuning in here in Southern California on the weekends on KVTA KKZZ. Just honored that you would take the time to listen. Our show, The Business Life, Tommy and I have been together going on 9+ years. We work so hard to inspire you to do better. Coach finds the best of the best, and today's no different. He happens to be a dear friend. Actually, his business just won a very prestigious SBA, Small Business Administration, award for family-owned business. I've known John 26-plus years. We play golf together. Here's what I know about him, because I've had some tough times. Look, I'm human like anybody else. You know, he's the first person that would volunteer to help me. If something went wrong, he would be the first guy to come to my aid. He's also one of the most charitable business owners in Southern California. He is the chairman of the board now of Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Services. You can go to wedgwoodbanquet.com. That's how you can find him, wedgwoodbanquet.com. And I'm sure if you go there and you're thinking about having a wedding, John just said in the opening that, no, June's not the big month anymore. It's September. So, John, is it too late to plan a wedding if somebody has a hot date that turns into a...
You would be absolutely shocked how many weddings people will call up and I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
Really?
Especially in our area in Ventura there with the military base. Or somebody just decides, hey, we're just going to tie the knot now. We've been living together. Can you guys do this in a month? And we're able to pull it off because we get them their invitations out over a day. We can get their music arranged, everything set up. It's amazing how many short-term bookings we do at some of our locations. Most of the big events are booked 9 months to 13 months out.
Well, let's get into it a little bit. Let's get into the wedding business. I'm so curious about your industry. When somebody calls or goes to the website, wedgwoodbanquet.com, or calls you up, what are the things that go into a wedding? Does everybody have music? Does everybody have a cake?
Well, a lot of the places you go to, most of them will not include the music. If you go, you call most places, they'll have the venue. They may package in the cake or the beverages or the food, or they may not, depending on the type of venue. If you go to a ranch sometime, for example, they may not. You might have to hire a caterer. Then you'll have to go out and hire a music. Then you have to hire a photographer. Some brides make it a big deal, and they have fun doing that. We find that in today's busy world with dual incomes and so on, and everybody's busy, that they like the convenience that we provide of having most of those services, almost all those services available for them. We even offer the photography as an option. We even do things like a photo booth. Photo booths are popular.
What's a photo booth?
Well, you go in, you get the photos, and you have two people, or you stand in there, and you get you and a couple stand in the photo booth, and you get the little photo things like they used to be in the five and dimes when you and I grew up.
When my oldest daughter got married, my wife and I went crazy. So she had a makeup artist come. I mean, it's unbelievable how many.
Right, we do a lot of events with that kind of stuff. You know, your bar mitzvahs and birthday parties, quinceañeras, those kind of things have a lot of different fun options available.
So that brings me to this question, cultural weddings. So do you, we have so many cultures in Southern California. You're listening to John Zaruka, the owner of Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Services. Go to wedgwoodbanquet.com and check them out. been doing this a long, long time. So cultural weddings, do different cultures approach?
Absolutely. In California here, we have a large Indian population and Asian Indian. And we, in fact, we're doing a big Indian wedding at Ventura coming up for my friends with MGP Computers. And they wanted Indian food. So we've contracted with a reputable caterer who specializes in that. It's not something we specialize in. So we're able to provide them the venue, work with another caterer. We have to be flexible to do that. Of course, obviously, we do a lot of Hispanic weddings in a lot of our locations. So the important thing is the venue, and then you can customize the food around it and to be flexible.
So many people do not go to church, as you said. Your statistic was staggering that 80% now are marrying outside a church building. Can you provide a pastor or somebody that
conducts a
wedding?
We do that all the time. It's part of our package. Includes the minister.
Really?
Yep.
I would like to. I could get a minister's license online.
We've had situations where their minister didn't show up or ours got sick.
Yeah.
I'm at Crystal Springs. I remember what happened here is our catering salesperson went online and got her certificate in an emergency and did the wedding.
You know Tommy as well as I do. We should talk Tommy, John, into getting a minister's license.
Oh, no, not please not that. I have to listen to him every morning.
Yeah. Cheap plug for his show every morning from 5 to 9 on KVTA, number one talk show in the morning in Southern California. Just go to 1520. Hey, you're listening to The Coach on 1520 AM, KVTA and KKZZ. The website for my show is AM1520Coach, AM1520Coach.com. Talking to a dear friend and one of really Southern California's most successful business owners, 17 locations that he conducts weddings. So
we'll do 2,000 weddings this year.
Blown away.
In California.
What is different today? 2012, it's June. What's different about a wedding today than it was 30 or 40 years ago?
I'll tell you one thing that's just changing, and it's been mainly in the last 10 years, is the cake not being a major part of the dinner, of the event. Remember, that was a big deal when we were doing weddings. It still is. But you go to a lot of weddings now, and they just might have a small little cake, and then they'll have all sorts of pastries or a candy bar or something like that. I was just at a wedding this week. They had a candy bar. So sometimes the cake is not as big a deal as it used to be. That's one big change.
Our cakes were, 3 feet high?
Yeah. And then you have the other situation we talked about where most of the weddings now are off-site, as opposed to being in churches.
That's where you have these
change.
Beautiful venues at golf courses and lakes and stuff like that. What this economy, John, we're talking about your business today, the wedding business, WedgewoodBanquet.com, WedgewoodBanquet.com. You'll be back many times this year, and we'll get into politics. But the economy, this week the news was not good. The stock market news wasn't good. The employment news wasn't good. Is the wedding industry affected by the economy?
Yeah, I call the wedding industry, recession resistant, but it's not immune. What happens is if you have a calamity like a 9/11 or when the stock market fell, our phone stopped when it collapsed there in 2008 in October. Our phone stopped. But 3 months later, we got more calls than ever. So it becomes pent-up demand. People eventually buy. Now, what they have done is they've shrunk their numbers. Now, families are smaller now, so there's a good reason for that. But numbers have shrunk, and people actually buy higher quality in our events. We also find, frankly, we are a broad market venues. But if somebody's going to spend unlimited budget, the famous artists and all that, or they want to go to Santa Barbara and spend $100,000 at a wedding, generally they're not going to come to us. But some people at the margins who get a little bit more value conscious will come to us now. So anybody that's has any kind of value consciousness, we set up really nicely for them.
All right. I have so many questions. I'm talking to John Zeruka, WedgwoodBanquet.com, WedgwoodBanquet.com. He's the chairman of the board of Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Services. What is the average? So most people aren't spending $100,000.
Our average wedding is about $7,000 to $8,000.
Wow. Why didn't you do my daughter's wedding? Of course, she got married quite a few years ago, but I think we spend $40,000. And a little
That's
bit.
For everything.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, a lot of times we're not providing the honeymoon and that kind of stuff, although we can. You asked me before about a trend. One of the biggest trends is age. When we got married, you got married to Ellen and Linda, we were in, how old were you, Ron?
21.
I was 22. All my friends out of college all got married. We all got married by the time we were 23
or 24.
Well,
that was our generation. If you weren't married by 21 or 22, people were looking at you.
And now the average age is 30 for college-educated men, 29 for our college-educated women. It's 28 for people without a college degree. So it's 28 to 30 years old. So now they get married more likely where they live and work, where they live and work now, as opposed to in the hometown. That's a big change.
That is a big change. I want to come back. We're going to take a little break. Our show brought to you by SalesGravy.com. Our show brought to you by Roar.pro. Our show brought to you by Yolanda's. Our show brought to you by Troop Real Estate. And we're going to come back. Some questions about the dress. Some questions, John, about some of the most unusual weddings that you have experienced. I want to come back and share with our listeners. We're talking to the chairman of the board of Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Services. You can check it out at WedgwoodBanquet.com, WedgwoodBanquet.com on the show we call The Business of Life. Just a short little break. It's an interesting subject. And ladies and gentlemen, I think if I was going to change careers and start all over again, I would get in the wedding business. So we'll ask John about the industry as a whole. Are there opportunities, if you're listening to my voice, are there opportunities to move to other states? Are there areas in the country where there's opportunities to get in the wedding and banquet business? We'll be right back with the chairman of Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Services on the show we call The Business of Life.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, like a horse and carriage. This
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County, Troop Real Estate.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
Yolanda's Mexican Cafe has been serving Ventura County the finest in Mexican food and drink for 25 years. Visit one of their four family-friendly locations in Oxnard at 1601 South Victoria Avenue, Ventura at 2753 East Main Street, Camarillo at 86 Daly Drive, and in Simi Valley at 590 East Los Angeles Avenue. They've been voted the best margaritas, best happy hour, best Mexican food, and best salsa bar in Ventura County in a survey by the Ventura Star newspaper and the Reporter News magazine over the last 10 years. Each one of their restaurants has its own personality with beautiful decor and also beautiful artwork. Yolanda's friendly staff is always available to assist in providing an enjoyable experience when you dine with them. Yolanda's has been serving their customers the finest Mexican food since February 1982. Please visit their website at yolandasmexicancafe.com to see the many choices. Come share in the experience of Yolanda's Mexican Cafe, the best Mexican restaurant in Ventura County. Yolanda's.
Welcome back. Welcome back. He's a dear friend. He's the chairman of the board of the Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Centers, 17 of them in Southern California. Talking about the wedding industry. Wow, check out the website. It is beautiful. It's Wedgwood Banquet. Wedgwood Banquet. If you can't spell banquet like the coach, it's B-A-N-Q-U-E-T, wedgwoodbanquet.com. Beautiful pictures, John. Really beautiful.
That's great. Pictures are on the website. And I will tell anybody that's working on websites, we constantly work on the pictures. And we still get frustrated trying to get good pictures on the website. That sells more than anything.
Wow. You've got a picture of a meadow. You've got a picture. I mean, these are beautiful pictures. Check it out, wedgwoodbanquet.com. All right, so before we went to break, unusual weddings, different weddings, things that stand out in your 26-year career of building the Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Centers, what –
I'll tell you an interesting one, and it goes along the cultural and the cross-cultural situation. Here, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, we had an Indian wedding, American Indian and Asian Indian. And they had all the traditions on both sides, from the Hindu ceremony to the American Indian ceremony.
With the headdress and the feathers?
Close to it. It was amazing. The outfits, it was an amazing event. So that was probably the most unusual cross-cultural wedding. We've had a lot of events. I mean, the weddings we've had are fantastic. They're fun. They're, a lot of people are creative with them.
On your website, the wedgwoodbanquet.com, you show these beautiful wedding dresses. How big, you said in the last segment that what's changed is the cake is somewhat minimized now. Other things, you're doing other things. But what about the wedding dress?
You know, frankly, we're not in the wedding dress business. A lot of times they have the wedding dress picked out before they go to the venue. But that and the jewelry. But you could look at the differences. Actually, they probably have gotten more casual. People are a little less formal. Now, of course, we're in California. So, you don't have the – we don't get the ones with the 50-foot trains that much. We don't see the royal wedding outfits.
Yeah.
Probably I would say that they're more casual. But you go back to the pictures again, a place you and I both belong to. For the longest time, they had a picture in all their advertising with a bride in a dress from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's bad marketing. That's why those pictures, when you're doing marketing, are so important.
Yeah, you have one picture updated with all the white chairs overlooking a canyon. What a cool sight
that is. That's Crystal Springs.
Yeah, is that Crystal Springs?
Yeah, that's where I'm at today. People buy that first before they buy our banquet room.
Yeah, I bet. I would buy it first, too. If you want to contact Wedgwood, toll-free number is 866-966-3009. It's 866.
And you'll get our call center people there. And if anybody identifies or hears this show and you want to book a wedding, we'll give you a free exterior outdoor wedding in any one of our locations. If you just mention the coach's show. I'll make sure that staff hears this and are ready for any of those calls.
866. Well, let me give the number out then. What are you going to give away?
A free wedding. We charge a little bit extra for having the wedding on site. And it's anywhere to $300 to $800 value.
Wow. 866-966-3009. $800 value. Or just go to wedgwoodbanquet.com. There's the phone number there, 866-966-3009. Here's another thing. If you want to get married quickly, if you want to plan something in June for whatever reason and everybody's turned you down or they say they can't do it, John said that he can do these things overnight, right?
Oh, absolutely. We just had a cancellation for July 26th in Ventura. Bingo. Fill it in.
All right.
Love to take care of you.
Let me switch gears. Share with our listeners about your industry. If you know, jobs are getting a little harder to come by. Our stock market was down. Yep. The news wasn't great this week. Your industry, as you said in the very first segment, is not recession-proof. It's recession-resistant. How does somebody go about getting into the wedding industry? And a kind of a cheap plug for you, the Wedgwood Wedding Banquet Centers. Are you hiring?
We are always hiring. We recruit at all sorts of colleges. I just met somebody the other day. Their daughter's going to Cal State Pomona in the hospitality school. If you have someone that's interested, we encourage, go to a hospitality school, take the event, take the marketing, take the accounting courses. That's a good way to start. They do have a junior college both at Santa Barbara and in Oxnard where you can get started in the hospitality business, then transfer to Cal State Pomona or San Diego State or San Francisco State, any of those state universities.
So
we do a lot of recruiting. You're looking for people that love people. I mean, it might sound cliche, but that's very important. It's very important that the bride and who's ever organizing the event has a comfort level and a good relationship with your staff, your sales staff, your delivery staff. That's very, very important. But there's all sorts of opportunities in our industry, the wedding industry. I was just at a reception for the Small Business Award winners, and one of the award winners were three young ladies in Pasadena that started an events planning company. They just started an events planning. They had experience in that business. They have a business, and they go to all different types of venues. So you go to them and say, I'd like to go to a ranch, and they'll come up with – and they'll design the whole party, and then they'll find the venue for you and design the whole party for you around your theme, especially if you have a theme wedding you want to do. So that's an opportunity for people in the industry. Of course, the culinary aspect is excellent. The hospitality industry in general is great.
Yeah, John Zaruka is his name. He's the chairman of the board of the Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Centers. On the show, we call the Business Life. Sorry about that. Little 1 or 2 second irritation there. Thanks for staying with us on AM 1520. You can listen to the coach on AM1520coach.com. You can go to TuneIn Radio and listen to your favorite radio show. That's a great app. If you've got a Droid or iPhone, download TuneIn Radio, and you can pick up your favorite radio show anywhere in the country. Hopefully my show someday will become your favorite. We call the Business of Life. I try to inspire you to do better. I try to bring on the best of the best, and today is no different. He is a SBA, the small business, what am I trying to say, John? What award did you win, John?
We won an award for Los Angeles District, the Small Business Association Family Business Award.
There you go.
We
got lost there, interrupted by that little glitch. In the wedding industry, if you were going to start over, this is an important question for our listeners. If you were going to start over in this great industry, would you move to another state? Are there other areas in the country where the wedding industry is doing better? And what would you do if you were starting over differently?
I love California. For various reasons, you have a dense population base for our business. So that's you have a lot of first generation people spend more than second and third generation very often on parties. They're much more party and family oriented. Big cities. Back east, this is a big business. The catering hall business is huge. In fact, that's how I got my idea to open Ventura. I looked in Ventura. There was no banquet specific location. And that's how we got the idea to take a fine dining restaurant and turn it into banquets. Look how successful it was. We started with zero banquet guests, Ron. I was able to play golf with you because I had no business.
Oh, funny. Leave us with a good thought. You are an entrepreneur. You and Linda have built this business. It's a family-owned business. Now your son is the CEO who went to Westlake High School. He's a football player. You have given so much to Southern California, particularly Ventura County. You're one of the most charitable people I've ever met. You give back.
That's part of our motto, and one of the things we like to do, Ventura County especially. My two favorite charities are the Caregivers in the Ventura County and the Food Share, but we also belong to that Rotary Club
Can somebody still make it, John? Can somebody start like you and Linda did with nothing and build a life? Is America still?
It's getting harder, and it really concerns me when I'm at a meeting with people that, you know, yeah, I have 17 places, but I remember I had one. If you start loading up all these regulations now and try to follow them to the T, first of all, either you won't do it because you don't know they exist, or you'll have to do it and you'll go broke doing it, especially with this healthcare thing coming on. It's going to inhibit that garage-style restaurant, the first corner restaurant somebody built. So it's something every place started with one.
Well, that's the message. When you come back, you're going to be a regular on the show we call The Business Life. I mean, well, not today because we're talking about your wonderful business, the Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Center. And what a congratulations. I haven't been to your website in a while. It is absolutely beautiful. It's called the Wedgwood Banquet.
We just spent a lot of money renovating it, and we just done it 3 years ago. You just have to – the website in our business and almost any business now is the lifeblood of the business.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your time with us. What's a wedding blog? Let's end it there. If you go to wedgwoodbanquet.com, there's a wedding blog. What is that?
Well, we have some of our staff puts in a little Bill will do it, our director of sales and marketing, some of our catering sales professionals will just write something that will be of aid to the bride's coming on, and anybody in the wedding business is generally, you know, things like what to do, how much a deposit is needed, how not to get fleeced by a fly-by-night organization. That happens. People choose a venue. Oh, this is a nice place, but the people have never done weddings before.
Well, you're extremely generous. You're going to give an $800 discount to a listener, any listener. So if you're thinking about a wedding coming up, here's the number, 866-966-3009, or just go to wedgwoodbanquet.com. The phone number is there.
Yeah, identify yourself as a listener, KVTA, that you heard this program this week.
John, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break on the show we call The Business of Life. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about what I do, a little bit about life. And I get asked all the time, because I do interviews on radio shows all the time. I get asked all the time because I wrote this book called In the Thinking Room. And I do some coaching, as you well know. And I asked about getting a raise. Can you get a raise today? So I'll answer that when we come back. I'll also share with you how I think you can go about getting a raise on the show we call The Business Life. We're going to be right back on KVTA.
Yolanda's Mexican Cafe has been serving Ventura County the finest in Mexican food and drink for 25 years. Visit one of their four family-friendly locations in Oxnard at 1601 South Victoria Avenue, Ventura at 2753 East Main Street, Camarillo at 86 Daly Drive, and in Simi Valley at 590 East Los Angeles Avenue. They've been voted the best margaritas, best happy hour, best Mexican food, and best salsa bar in Ventura County in a survey by the Ventura Star newspaper and the Reporter News magazine over the last 10 years. Each one of their restaurants has its own personality, with beautiful decor and also beautiful artwork. Yolanda's friendly staff is always available to assist in providing an enjoyable experience when you dine with them. Yolanda's has been serving their customers the finest Mexican food since February 1982. Please visit their website at yolandasmexicancafe.com to see the many menu choices. Come share in the experience of Yolanda's Mexican Cafe, the best Mexican restaurant in Ventura County, Yolanda's.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County. Troop Real Estate.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, it's the weekend, and it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous here in Southern California. The station you're listening to is KVTA AM 1520. If you're driving, no texting and driving. If you're driving through Southern California, you can hear KVTA from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. So every week, I try to do the best I can to inspire you to do better in your life. I own a business. I do coaching, mainly to small business owners, medium-sized business owners, and executives, mainly to people who get stuck in their life. I coach a certain kind of a person. I get calls all the time. So the first thing I do is interview you for a few minutes, ask you about your background, ask you about your life, ask you why you're stuck. I'm looking to see if how many excuses you make. And I'll ask you questions about your ambition, because ambition is everything. If you lack ambition, sometimes you lack ambition because you're so frustrated. You lack ambition because you're not getting mentoring. And let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, I can't be more sincere. Without good coaching or mentoring, I think it's impossible today to make it. I really, really do. I'm not just pushing me. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of life coaches out there. Check them out. Check me out. Go to CoachRonTunick.com and check me out, or go to CoachTheBrain.com. There's all kinds of ways to check me out. There's all kinds of ways to check other life coaches. You want to find somebody that's been to the mountaintop. You want to find somebody that's been up the path to the mountaintop. You want to find somebody that's been there, that actually has experienced winning. So let me take this segment, because I do radio interviews almost every day. My book's doing well. It's called The Thinking Room. I do these radio interviews every day, and, of course, cheap plug for my book that's doing well called The Thinking Room. So finally got the right publicist, and yesterday I was on 8 radio stations in Kansas, and the day before I was in Memphis, and the day before I was in New York, and I was on KFWB the other day in Southern California, which is one of the largest radio stations. So, you know, enough people hear you, and they start going to your website, and one thing leads to another. So I started to talking about, I don't know how I got on the subject on some of these radio shows about getting a raise. So I thought I would share with you today, if you're listening to my voice and you're employed, you work for somebody, getting a raise is not as easy as it used to be. There are things that I think you need to understand about the economy. Look, Wall Street's doing well because, and I say this for a fact, I am in 2 mastermind groups. Everybody in the mastermind group is a CEO. I belong to a couple of country clubs. I'm dealing with CEOs. Here's what they all tell me. Everybody tells me the same thing. We love our employees working in fear. We don't have to give them raises because they know how tough it is to get a job. They know how tough it is if they lose their job to get a job. We're getting more productivity out of our people than we ever have before. Now, they would never, ever go to the press and say that. They would never come on my show and say that. They would deny it till their last breath that they said that to me. But that's the truth of the marketplace. They're getting more production out of their workers and giving them less raises. And why do you think some of these companies are doing well? It's not very complicated. Employee and employee cost is the most expensive part of working for a company. And they would never say this, that the older workers cost them more money. They would never say that. Why do older workers cost more money? Well, let's start with health insurance. Let's start with benefits. So if they could hire younger people and pay them less and pay them less benefits, they could do it. If they could find younger people that were qualified, isn't that something? Isn't that something? So here's what else my friends tell me. Some of them aren't my friends. But in conversations, they will tell me that the young person out of college is not qualified. They can't come in and be productive. They don't have enough life experience. They're not ambitious. They're not hungry. Well, you know what? I don't know if I believe that. I really don't know if I believe that. I think the challenge of young people is they don't know how to interview properly. I think the challenge of young people is they don't know how. Look, dress, eye contact, handshake, all of it, all of it. That interview process, looking for a job, is the hardest thing there is in the world. I don't know if there's anything harder. You're putting your fanny on the line. So here in a minute on the show we call The Business Life on KBTA, KKZZ here in Southern California, I will talk about, I'll give you some tips on how to get a raise. So back to what I was talking about. The show every weekend is, I'm hoping a phrase, a word, might inspire you, might challenge you, might even tick you off, might challenging you to do better in your life. My God, you're only here once. Come on. You're going to be dead for a long time. So am I. Why not do the best you can while you're here? Why not give it all while you're here? Start earlier and end later. Be a leader in your life. My goodness, be a leader in your life. What about reaching out to your coworkers? What about helping somebody else? I know it's a me society. I get it. Believe me, I get it. I wish I got social media. I intellectually understand social media. I don't know. Is it all a bunch of just BS? I understand it all. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, I get it, you know. But here's what I do get. That using, and I talk about it, if you go to coachthebrain.com, I'm not the smartest or sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm a guy with an average IQ, but I've taught myself to do scholarly acts. I've taught myself to understand how my brain works. If you understand how your brain works, if you understand that you have these two minds, the conscious and the subconscious, if you understand the limbic part of the back of the brain, if you understand that your brain is the data center, it's the quarterback also in your life, if I can use the sports analogy. If you understand that everything that ever happened in your life is in your data bank, if you understand that some things that happen corrupt your files and you keep those corrupt files in there, and you have to get rid of the corrupt files. You have to put positive, 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 and smart information into your brain every day. That's why I'm starting a coaching call Monday at noon, straight up. So you can sit in your car on your Droid or iPhone, go to the app, tune in radio. Well, actually, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. You call into a number, and for half an hour, sometimes it'll be me, other times it'll be other very bright, bright, bright people. Thought leaders. It's so interesting when you meet people like I do that are really visionaries and thought leaders. They think differently. I said it on the radio show yesterday. Really successful people think differently. They act differently because they think differently. They do things differently. So you're going to hear them and meet them. Wouldn't that be cool that every day you get an ounce or two of really good information? That's how you make changes in your life. Every day, you have to be exposed. I read every day. Sometimes I listen to audio files every day. I know what it takes. I know what it takes. I want to go to the next level myself. I know what it takes to make a change. You have to create new habits. Part of those new habits is getting the right information, smart information, intelligent information, challenging information, information that makes you think. So here is the phone number on Monday, 218 area code, for the conference call. This is for the conference call at noon straight up. 218-339-7777. 218 area code 339-7777. Then there you put in the code, right? Put in the code. And the code is, what is the code? 749-1313-POUND. 749-1313-POUND. And every day it'll be a different subject. This is how you learn. This is how you can change where you are. If you're stuck in your life, if you don't know where to go, you can always call me. But the conference call, 218 area code, 339-7777, 339-7777, the 218. And then the code is 749-1313-POUND. Straightforward, intelligent information every day. That's how you make changes in your life. So pretty soon, your subconscious brain is doing the heavy lifting. Pretty soon, your subconscious brain does all the work. So when you're tired, your brain doesn't get tired. Your brain says sends messages to the rest of your body that you're tired. But the brain doesn't get tired. So when you learn how to use your brain properly, that's when things will change. You become wealthy mentally. So when your mental wealth is in good shape, then the rest of the wealth comes. As I said last week, success, you can't chase it. Money, you can't chase it. Success will find you when you're ready. Money will find you when you're ready. Most people won't do the things, they just won't pay the price. They won't pay the price to be successful. It's too much work. I get it. Okay, that's fine. Not everybody wants to be successful. Not everybody wants to have a lot of money in the bank. Not everybody wants to live in a great neighborhood. I get it. I'm fine with that. Not everybody, for whatever reason, doesn't want to take care of themselves at the end of their lives. They want to depend on somebody else. They want to count on the government. Okay, that's fine if you want to do that. You're not going to, look, if you don't have the money, you're not going to find the best doctors. I'll tell you that much right now. Money doesn't make you happy. Money gives you leverage. That's what money does. It gives you leverage. If you make enough money and you can save it, you can be independent of the government. My goodness, I don't want to depend on the government for health care. I don't want to stand on lines for things. Money doesn't make you happy, but it makes you independent of the government. If you have enough money, it creates leverage. You can do things. You can help other people. How about that? I just had John Zaruka on, the chairman of the board of Wedgwood Wedding and Banquet Centers, one of the most charitable business owners in Ventura County. He gives back because he wants to give back, and he has the money to give back. Wealthy people do so much more than the so-called 99% even understand. Very wealthy people, in many ways, don't want to expose their wealth. They just give to charities, and nobody ever knows it. All right, so I said I'd open up this segment talking about how to get a raise. If you're working for somebody, it's harder today to get a raise because they know that they can keep you longer without having to give you an award because they know it's hard out there to find a job. They know it. Believe me, the guys at the top are paying themselves. Look, there's no mystery to that. They're paying themselves very well. How do you increase the value of your company? Cut down your labor cost. How do you increase the value of your company? Cut down the benefits to your employees. How do you increase the value of your company? Run thin. Have people do more. How do you think unions got started? I get it. I want you to get it. So getting a raise. Here's my top 10 tips. Number one, create and control your internet image. If I hired somebody, I don't know if I would go to the internet. I probably would. Okay, I would. I'd probably check out their Facebook. I'd ask them, do you have a Facebook? Can I check it out? Do you have a Twitter? Can I check it out? Look, I'm curious. I want to see who you are. What are you doing when you're not at work? Are you a creep? What are you doing when you're not at work? I don't want to hire somebody that's going to embarrass me in the marketplace. So number one tip is watch out what you're doing when you're not working. Watch out what you're saying on Facebook. You know what? You know I'm a conservative. I've lost advertisers because I've said things that the liberals don't like. And they said, Coach, we love you, but we're not going to spend money on your show if you're going to be knocking progressive talk. So guess what? What if you've got a liberal boss and you're saying things on your Facebook and you're knocking the liberals and you got a liberal boss or a liberal supervisor? That may be the fastest way to get yourself out the door. So check your internet image. That's number one tip today. Two, invest in career coaching. Please, please. There's no pitch for me. The pitch is for you to find a mentor. You know, it's weird. You will do things for everybody else except yourself. Isn't that funny? I don't know how to explain that. I'm not a psychologist. You will do things for your kids and grandkids. You'll do things for your neighbors that you won't do for yourself. Getting a raise today is not the easiest thing. Look, here's the truth, as I just said a minute ago, that if the employer knows that it's hard to get a job, if they know that they can work with a skeleton crew, a thinner workforce, they make more money. I mean, that's what Wall Street's doing. These CEOs are never going to come out and tell you that. Never, never, never. They're also not going to come out and ever tell you that older employees cost them more money. What goes on in the real world and what goes on sound bites on TV are two different things. You know that. You're in the real world. You're living it day in and day out. So I do radio interviews. I talk about my book in the Thinking Room. I talk about how to use the brain, that the real wealth is between your ears. If your brain becomes wealthy, it's the quarterback. Sorry to use this sports analogy. But the real wealth is between your ears. If you're healthy mentally, if you know how to use your brain, then your brain will provide help to all the other systems. If you use your brain wisely, solutions, new ideas will come to you. You know, there's so many books out there on how to use your brain. There's so many books out there on how to get ahead in the world. You got to start reading them. But learning how to use the brain, that's why I titled my website CoachTheBrain.com, CoachTheBrain.com. That's why I do daily coaching. I gave you the phone number, 218 noon every day for a half an hour. Noon every day. Here's the number, 218-339-7777. 218 area code 339-7777. And the code is 749-1313-POUND. 749-1313-POUND. It's real simple. It takes literally daily activity of new information, daily activity of positive information, daily activity of smart information. The repetition of good ideas is how you start to make changes. You have to form new habits. Even if you're going to get a raise, trying to get a raise, you have to form new habits. So here are the 10 things. Create and control your internet image. Like I said before, I think I'd probably go check you out now. Do you have a Facebook? Do you have a Twitter? I want to see what you're doing in the off hours, off the work side. I don't want to be embarrassed. As an employer, I don't want to be embarrassed. If you've got habits that aren't in my best interest, look, go work for somebody else. It's plain and simple. I want the best of the best. If I can find the best, I'll try to find the best. So create and control your internet image. Two, invest in career coaching. Look, mentoring, it's everything. Finding the right mentor is everything. There are career coaches. There's business coaches. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you can't do it by yourself. Look at professional athletes. My God, they have nutritionists. They have people filming them. They have maybe three or four coaches looking at everything that they do because there are techniques for winning. There is laws of success. So if you're going to get a mentor or a career coach, check them out. I'm easy to check out. Go to CoachRonTunick.com. Go to CoachTheBrain.com. Been in Ventura County most of my adult life. Find people that have been to the mountaintop. Find people that know the pathway up to the top. Find people that are winning, that have experienced winning, that know what it takes. And part of what it takes is sacrificing, doing things that maybe you don't always want to do, starting to read, starting to write, starting to study. There's a lot that it takes today to be successful. I'm talking about being successful financially. And I get it. Not everybody wants to live in a big house, live in a nice neighborhood. I get it. I'm okay with that. But if you want to, if you have dreams, then you're going to have to pay the price. That's just the way it all works. All right, talking about career tips here, how to get a raise. I said invest in career coaching. Find a mentor. That's number two. Three, how about tuning into a bigger network? I'll tell you this, if I was out of work, first thing I would do is find a trade show. At the trade show is where the CEOs are. At the trade show is where the bosses are. Go meet them face to face. Trade shows are great places to go and find employment. Network events, not as many as there used to be, but they're still around. How about forming a mastermind group? Not friends, not relatives. How about forming a mastermind group? How about getting other people together on phone conferences like I do and asking for help? Look, the best jobs are never published. The best jobs are never published. You find the best jobs through friends or acquaintances. You know that. Come on. You absolutely know that. So you've got to work harder to go out and network more or form your own network. Or, like I said, get out to the trade shows of the industry that you're interested in. Every industry has trade shows. Go there. There's plenty of magazines out there, industry magazines, industry newspapers. They're advertising. These trade shows and industry newspapers don't necessarily, the employers aren't running ads anywhere else but in those newspapers because they want to hire people that are actually in that industry. So I don't care what industry is. You have a trade show, you have a newspaper, or a newsletter. And if you know how to use the internet, you can Google anything today, including trade shows. And a lot of the trade shows are actually on the internet, so you don't have to go to them anymore. Number four, perfect your game. You have to really get good at something. If you really have to get good at something. If you're listening to my voice and you're currently employed, study your profession. Study your job. What more can you do? What more can you do? You know the answer. I don't know the answer, but you know what you can do. Can you give more to your job? Can you give more to your coworkers? Can you give more to your company? That's how you get ahead. Unselfishly, you do more than everybody else, and you will get recognized. Sometimes you don't get recognized today or tomorrow or next week. I get that part. And sometimes you don't even get the raise that you deserve. I get that part too. But man, oh man, they know you're there. If you're giving more, they look, people will find you out if you're giving more. So perfect your game. Become a player. Become a player at your profession. So learn how to present yourself better and differently. Practice presenting yourself, which means how you conduct your speech, what you say, how you say it, all of those things influence your coworkers and your supervisors. You're either known as a positive person or a negative person. Either you're known as a shy, retiring person. You're either known as somebody that can get along with their coworkers. You're either known as somebody that provides leadership. You're the one person everybody else wants to be around at work, the guy that gets the raise. That's the lady that gets the raise. Talk about it in my workshops all the time. Your likability factor has to be number one. I'm sorry. I know it sounds trite. You do business with people you like, you hire people you like, and you give raises to people you like. It's that simple. Your likability factor needs to be worked on. Perfect your game. Become a player. Okay, update your career toolkit. Does your boss know who you are? Does your boss know you're a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout? Does anybody know who you really are? What about your personal resume? You know, don't be afraid to flaunt your successes in life. Let people know that you've got a winning background. Number six, solidify your relationships. Very important. Pick up the phone and start calling people. I need help. I just got laid off. I just got fired. I need your help. Seven, volunteer. Fastest way to make new friends. Go volunteer at your church. Volunteer anywhere. Fastest way to make new friends. Number eight, call everybody you've ever known. You never know who knows somebody. Remember I said the best jobs aren't advertised. You find the best jobs through friends. And number nine, work on yourself. Oh, my God, work on yourself. Work on yourself. Increase your likability factor. How do you look? Man, if you're overweight, I'm sorry. It's tough. I'm a little overweight. I get it. Believe me. And 10, take massive action. Don't be lazy. Act now. Don't wait. Take massive action. All right, those are my 10 tips for getting a raise. They work, believe me. They work. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's called KVTA. It's called The Business of Life. I'm so honored that you would take your time to listen to the show we call The Business of Life. See you next week on 1520 AM.
Try to see things my way. Do I have